This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. Now, in KL, it's not easy to find a suitable service provider. Searching for something like photographer in Kuala Lumpur may turn up hundreds of results, and even if you get some results, you still have no idea whether that service provider is right for you. We've got two people here with a very interesting concept, Jasmine Lua from Recommend and Chung Fu Yu from Gaudim, are both startups that allows people to submit requests online for specific services ranging from plumbing leaks to yoga instructors. So welcome to both of you. You know, it's very interesting that this has come about, and you're both, you know, when did you guys start this and why?
Well, good morning, Frida. It's such an honor, you know, for us to be here. So we started very much April, May last year, launched a version sort of mid of last year, and ever since then have been, you know, growing. Why we did that? Well, I guess in 2012, you know, I was working on a very big merger, and I was also trying to merge my husband and I, plan our wedding.
Okay.
So we were trying to look for a videographer, and didn't have much time, right? We were very busy people. And we found one online who looked like he had decent videos and stuff. Well, a week after my wedding, I received a text message that says, "Sorry, Miss Jess, I lost all your wedding videos.
Oh.
Because I lost my bag and I don't have a backup copy anywhere." And then, you know, through all that frustration and disappointment, we realized that when you're looking for a service professional, there's two bits of information you need to know. The first one is what he says he can do, and that's very clear from his photos and things like that. But the second one is
how reliable
his customer says he can do. What was his customer's experience with them? And we found that that was actually the big gap. So this is essentially what, you know, recommend.com is trying to fill. That's how we came up with that.
Gautim.
Right. Yeah. Morning, Frida.
Gautim.
Thank you for having us. Well, Gautim started on or about August. That's when we ran what we would call an alpha version of our product. It was essentially a stripped-down version of the website that you're seeing online right now, where we essentially had a landing page, little more than that, and everything else was done manually, you know, making up the connections between the user and the service providers and so on. And in November 3rd, we then ran our the current website that you're seeing right now. Well, Gautim is essentially, you know, what it seeks to do is to make people's lives easier by matching them with the right service provider. It's quick, it's easy, and it's free. Covers all sorts of services, essentially things that you need every day, you know, from plumbers to photographers and renovation contractors. And by this matching process that we have inbuilt in Gautim, it helps service providers essentially make more money, get more clients, more jobs. So why we started, my partner Jeff and I were both lawyers actually. And we, you know, we I was a lawyer personally. I was a lawyer for about 6 years, and you know, I think I was doing okay. I did pretty well, I think, and it sort of came to a point where I knew it was an inflection point for me. You know, I've always wanted to build a business, always wanted to build a company, and who better to do it than a close childhood friend of mine who shares the same values that I do, and the same passion for building essentially a company and a business that, well, just not just any business, but one that has brings a lot of positive impact to a lot of people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically competitors, but so what would you then say would be each of yours, you know, the USP for each of you?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say that actually, we seem to be serving the same need in the same industry, and it's a good, you know, it's a good industry to be in, because, you know, people have had problems with this industry for years and years. But what makes Recommend different is that we leverage on real recommendations by people, so that we can find the best ones to match you to. So, for example, if you need a service, right, say a photographer or an interior designer, you come to recommend.com and you tell us what your requirements are, what service you need, where, and, you know, the details of the service. We will first show you the top professionals in your area who are very highly rated by people. And then we'll take the extra step to approach them and say, "Hey, we have a customer that looks like this. These are the requirements. Are you firstly available, or are you interested to do this job?" And in a few hours, you will get you know, a few service providers who are interested to do your job. And you will find with it, you know, their full business profile, what they do, what the pictures of, you know, the stuff that they've been doing. And most importantly, what their reviews were, and whether anyone in your social network has used them before.
Right.
So essentially, we're all about building trust, credibility, even before the customer speaks to the service provider. We believe that trust is important. Why? Because when you're dealing with something, for example, house renovation, you're not an expert in the area. Well, very few people are experts in the area. But what gives you confidence to know that the service professional is going to give you the best quality he can at whatever price you're paying is that if someone in the community has used him before and is and say, yes, I will vouch for this guy, he is good, you know, he did a great job for me, you have so much less worry and stress during that period. And this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to remove the worry and the uncertainty from people during the key phases of their life. For example, when they're getting married or they're building a home, this is why we do it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, essentially, I think it's 2 points. I have to sort of go back in history a little bit, you know.
The lawyer.
Yeah.
2 points. 2 points.
I can't help it. I'm sorry. Well, you know, when we first came into the space, we were looking at, look, what is the best approach to this problem that we have? I think it's clear that there is a problem. And we felt that the number one pain point was this so-called meet and greet process where, you know, you essentially look, you want to find the right guy and or rather find the person in the first place and then go into that sort of determination phase whether he's actually the right service provider. Okay. So when we came in, Recommend was already around. And at that point in time, I mean, I think it still is the position today that they're essentially a directory-based. And quite recently, I think they moved into this quotation system. So we took the position that, you know, we are not directory-based. And the reason for that is because directories are not specific in that sense. You know, they talk about a few things. They give you a little bit of information and you're expected to do all the work. Mm. So the difference with Gautim really is that it's a streamlined process that sort of matches you immediately and very, very, very quickly with the right service provider. And how it works is like this. So you have a user, let's say he's looking for plumbing service. He comes in, he answers a set of prefix questions that are aimed at getting a clear idea of what his problem is. So number one, the user doesn't have to do it, you know. He doesn't have to think about what technical aspects are involved. And in the same tone, the service provider will immediately know what his problem is. Then what that happens is that the request gets sent out to vetted plumbers who provide the service that are requested for. And the user will then receive up to 5 qualified and interested quotes from plumbers who are interested in doing the job.
Okay.
So things that used to take days and weeks are now taking minutes and hours. And that's where we see the principal difference. It's not just a recommendation or a referral for a plumber. It's a plumber who knows your problem and he's coming to you and saying, look, I know what your problem is. I can do the job, and here's my price.
Okay, so for both cases, they're vetted service providers, right? So that part is still very manual.
Actually, it's not as manual as you think. I think what FUI means by directory listings is that we show the information on service providers, right? So you can go in, you can search for service providers. Anyone can do it. And you'll be able to see the reviews and ratings that
right.
he has. We don't believe in standing in the way of information because sometimes when you have a leak in the ceiling, really you don't want to, you know, wait so long for a quote. You just want to call someone and say, hey, can come now or not, that sort of thing. So we're very open and we're also community-based. So, for example, you know, people can come in and they do, actually, we have about 300 people who are very avid reviewers. They come in, they say, hey, I've had experience with a good plumber or renovation contractor, or my tiler was amazing. They come to us and they tell us that information, and we definitely will share that with the rest of the community as well. We don't block that information.
Mm. Yeah. So, well, Gautim, how it works, at the end of the day, what we believe in is that fundamentally it empowers the person with the problem to be the decider. I mean, you know, when we first came in again, we thought about recommendations and directories and all of those things. Those were the norms. But the problem we feel anyway with referrals or recommendations is that what's good for the goose is not always for the gander, essentially. You know, someone can say that he's a good plumber, but what does that actually mean? Does that mean that his price is good for me? Does that mean that he can actually fix my problem? Is he even available? And that's what Gautim seeks to do, that specific match when it comes to quotation. It's not just a plumber. It's a specific problem that he knows of and he's actually quoting on your job. So it's specific to you. And when it comes to the review, the community aspect, we've also been, of course, in terms of getting consumer confidence, you want to get the right guy, right? We also have a review system.
A la TripAdvisor.
Essentially what's being built right now is going to be launched very soon. But what we've been doing so far, and it's sort of a quality control sort of mechanism, getting all the reviews that are, from successful hires and so on, and putting it in the profiles of the service providers. Just going back to the whole core concept of Gautim, At the end of the day, really, it's to make it really fast and easy for you to get matched with someone who is specifically able to do your job.
Okay. So in the case of where you guys are getting the money is a percentage from the transaction.
Actually, how we work is very similar to Thumbtack in the US. Mm-hmm. You must have heard of it. They raised about $100 million
only
from
today.
Google recently.
Okay.
Well, do check them out. They're actually very interesting. I actually know the founders in the US. And it was very interesting to talk to them and, you know, find out about their journey as well. Essentially, this is how we work, right? So we have a customer requirement and they tell us, hey, you know, I need something fixed. You know, this is the picture of it and this is exactly when I need it. And then we take this one and we pass the requirements to all our qualified or relevant service providers, and we both have our different ways of coming out with, you know, who is relevant and qualified, and we say, hey, we've got a customer here, are you firstly available, then are you interested to quote to this customer, and then we charge them a small fee for that chance or opportunity to quote or introduce them to the customer. For us, what we hope to charge, well, we haven't started charging yet because we want to make sure that our, you know, customer base and our service provider base is so big such that you know, when you search for something, you will definitely get a few good answers in a few hours. So we'll only charge when we have, you know, sufficient scale. But how we do is this. For example, if, you know, it's a small cake, say ringgit type of budget, then we can't charge more than a few ringgit, for example, for a certain budget. But if it's a renovation job and some of our renovation job goes up to like 500,000 ringgit, then we might be able to charge, you know, slightly more.
And that will be off the supplier, obviously.
That will always be off the service professional. We will never charge the user for it.
Okay, so do you think that people will be accepting of it? You know, you never charged me before and now I have to, you know, changing that mindset, you know, that's one of the challenges.
Yeah, well, I think at the end of the day, it's providing value. I mean, in the same way, like recommend, what we've essentially came about this whole process since day one, where the intent was always to charge a service provider because you're putting or giving jobs to them, essentially. You know, whether it's in the form of a commission or a small fee in order for you to issue a quotation, as long as you provide value, then that's, it's, you know, service providers don't have a problem paying that.
That's how taxis are being done at the moment, you know, so it's the same formula as well.
So it's, in that sense, it's not so different. And I think that sort of goes back to what we are doing in terms of growth as well. You know, I have to mention here, I think that, you know, we've been seeing a lot of good growth in recent times. I mean, we've just been around for 9 weeks ever since we launched. We have about so far close to 2,000 job requests. We're hitting about 70 or 80 requests a day in Klang Valley. We've recently expanded into Penang as well. And what's really interesting is that the number of quotes that have been pushed out by the service providers, which I think is very, very telling of the demand or the need for the service providers. In 9 weeks, we've got about 5,500 quotations issued by the service providers. And what's even more interesting, I think, is that the total value of all the quotes that have been pushed out, transacted, are in excess of $5.5 million. That's from the data points that we've collected so far.
And you're already getting a cut at this point?
No, we are not actually charging yet. And the reason for that is, you know, in any multi-party platform, two things we want to do. Number one, you want to demonstrate that you can provide value, because at the end of the day, as I mentioned, it's a question of how you charge them. If you can provide value, then there's always an avenue for you to make money. And secondly, when you're talking about a marketplace position like ours, you have to grow to a certain size. And that's essentially the strategy that we've been putting across. You know, we've been growing in leaps and bounds, in excess of 20 to 30% in terms of job requests, service quotations, and also value in that being transacted on a week-to-week basis.
Actually, Frida, the question that you asked is very interesting. And to answer that, right, users, what we need to do for them, right, and the value that we provide for them, is to make sure that they don't need to go through too many bits of information before they find someone that they are fundamentally comfortable with. And we all do that, right? I mean, we ask around, but in the end, we always choose someone we feel, oh, I'm very comfortable that he can do the job. How do we convince this person that the service professional is, you know, professional and will be able to do his job even before he meets him? That's right. One thing, right? Because it ensures that customers come back again and again. And then on the service provider side, or service professional side, it's slightly more complicated. When you are free, they will always use you because it's free, right? But the trick is actually to get them real jobs it's not about requests or quotations coming in. It's easy to, you know, get requests or quotations coming in. What is difficult is to make sure that the quotes are good quality, and make sure that the customer ends up choosing one of your service professionals, right? And we do that. Recommend.com does that by making sure that you have photos, you have, you know, reviews and things like that. In the end, we aim to pass 3 or 4 quotations back to the customer. Why? Because that makes sure that our conversion ratio for the service provider stays at 25-30%.
Right.
If it's 10 or 15% or even 20%, they say, well, so many people are walking off the streets and calling me anyway. Why should I, you know, quote and quote and quote and quote and only get jobs, you know, 1 in 5 or 1 in 6? So we need to make sure that they are able to get customers, real life customers, at a price that is much lower than what they can get at trade fairs or putting their ads in magazines and things like that. So on both sides of the equation, for the user side, we need to make sure that the service providers are good and they will choose one of them. On the service professional side, we have to make sure that they're able to convert at a rate that is cheaper and higher than what they can get elsewhere.
Finding the service providers, how easy is it to get them? We'll discuss that in just a moment. Jasmine Wah and from Recommend and Chong Fu Yu from Gaotim. Stay tuned. Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
It's Open for Business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu, Jasmine Lua from Recommend, and Chong Fu Yu from Gaotim here. What they basically do, they provide a platform for people looking for yoga instructors to plumbers, you know, and to everything else. Actually, what are the popular requests you guys get?
Oh, super interesting. We get things ranging. Plumbers, electrician, tilers, pest control, cleaners is a big one. We do cakes a lot, and we get lots and lots of cake requests as well. Some of them are super interesting.
Okay.
Yeah,
What we've been seeing a lot, I think, are things that people need every day, and that's essentially our focus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to go for things that will help you around the home, essentially make life easier, which is what Gaotim is all about. You know, it's sort of forms the inspiration behind the name in the first place. And, you know, just before the break, we were talking about conversion rates and so on. You know, I think I absolutely agree with Jasmine. You know, when you talk about creating value at the end of the day, you talk about quotes and pushing out transactions and so on. Conversions are the one that really matter. And how Gaotim facilitates that really is that you've got profiles, for example, of service providers that are immediately sent out whenever a quotation is pushed. So we've seen conversion rates of between 30-40% for all our service providers, and that's with the going up to a maximum of 5 quotations for each service provider. At the end of the day, it's a balance. You know, you want to give enough quotations and introductions to the user so that he can make an informed decision, and you want to ensure that the service provider has a good chance, essentially, of getting the job, because that's what it's all about. And, you know, as far as the user is concerned, where I think Gaotim fundamentally differs from Recommend as well is that we see ourselves as empowering the user to decide. Because, you know, it's one thing to receive a referral or recommendation from Facebook. But we think that, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes to a referral, it's you know, it's not specific. You don't actually know. A lot of times you don't even know that person who's actually making the recommendation. So to us, the value proposition at the end of the day is making the user or enabling the user to decide what is best for herself, because there's no one else who can decide better than you yourself.
Is it easy to find these suppliers? You talk about your plumbers and your tilers, and is it easy to find these people?
Actually, I always maintain that it's always easy to find service professionals. It is not easy to find service professionals who are good. And that's the reason why, you know, when you find a good one, he's always very busy.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the challenge that we always had.
He's not on his phone.
He's not on his phone all the time. So, you know, the challenge that we have is to onboard him just to make sure, hey, can you give me some pictures? You know, this is how you respond to a customer. This is what is acceptable and what's not. But, you know, to go back to your point around the conversion and the users and all that, you know, we have something like 14,000 people searching services with us, right? How do you know that we have been delivering them service providers which are good? Well, 30% of them come back. Things like interior designers and renovations are things that you only do in a few years' time.
Yeah.
So if they do come back, I mean, if one in three of them do come back within a short space of time, within a few months, you know that you have actually given a very good service provider to that person, right? And, you know, in terms of service providers, when you look at, we have something like 2,500 of them on board, listed, and about 400, 500 of them are using us to actively grow their business. You know that you are valuable to them. When they start updating their profile, they start getting their customers on board to give them reviews, and you know that They are good because then they start responding to quotes much faster and much, you know.
Yeah, I guess it's like what, you know, what happened with the taxi space as well. You know, trying to get the taxi drivers to use a smartphone in the initial days. So it's finding these people and then getting them on board. So that's going to be a bit of a challenge, right? I mean, how do you go about, you know, looking for these supplies? Okay, for example, with the taxi drivers, it's easy. You go to a taxi association and talk to these people. You know where they are.
Yep.
Yours is very, both of yours is very sporadic. It's all over the place.
Fragmented.
They're usually not English educated or That's speak right. English very well.
Right.
How do you go about trying to?
Well, you know, actually, to begin with, when we first started, really, you're talking about marketplace, so you really have to get down, down and dirty, so to speak. You know, go out there and speak to people, understand what they see as value, and that's what we did really at the beginning. Of course, you're absolutely right; it was difficult. But I would say here actually that you know, that initial assumption that I think we all have is a bit of a misconception, you know, about their inability to speak a certain language or whatever it is. And also mobile, you know, whether they even have internet to begin with. What we found is that, you know, a lot of these guys are very well connected in the internet. As long as you make it easy enough for them, just very much like Grab Taxi, for example, right? And how easy they've made it for the taxi drivers to bid on the jobs. That's what we've done as well. You know, you have a very streamlined process where essentially a service provider can quote on a job while he's on another job. All it takes is actually less than 2 minutes, you know. So that's how we look at it. And that's the solution that we've put across. And in so far as the marketplace is concerned, as you grow, you know, we are seeing a lot of organic growth because word of mouth. These guys, you know, they you call them cliques, or they hang out together or whatever it is. They talk amongst themselves. We're seeing a lot of organic growth. We no longer have to go out there and sort of poach for these guys. But having said that, what we do now is a verification process. You know, whoever comes on, you make sure that they're right.
I'm just thinking of my plumber. He's really good and he's always busy.
Yeah.
So he's got no time for me. So I'm not going to recommend him to anyone.
Because
he's got no time for me as it is.
Yeah. No, I'm glad that I think our community don't think like that.
No, only me. Okay.
No, I think both of us are now going to search out or Google Frida Lewis plumber.
You're not getting a name from me.
Yeah. I think for us it's like slightly different. We definitely have a business development team that goes out there and identify the good ones, you know, before bringing them in. But our community does that too. We have 300 people who, you know, constantly bring in new service providers.
And they don't expect anything.
They don't expect anything.
Serious.
You know, they just want to help others, people like them, look for good
God
services.
Bless them.
I know. Every day I'm constantly impressed by our service professionals as well.
You know, there are also other people providing the platform to do services, your super hands and your go get and all that. So this is obviously different from what you guys are doing. Are you all collaborating or looking at collaborating in this sense?
Well, definitely. Go get, you know, we were together. I was with Francesca in the E at Stanford program. We were roomies actually.
Okay.
So we had plenty of time to like share different ideas of how we could work together. Recently, we did a collaboration. So, for example, we were rewarding our customers for well-written good reviews. And then we
with a frozen cake.
We needed to send actually cupcakes all over KL. And GoGet was amazing in helping us do that. They kept us updated. They were on time and things like that. We're also speaking to Superhands, definitely, the team Mark and Susien. And what we're thinking of is, for example, you know, they have lots of requests as well. Like, hey, can you find me some plumbers? I have no time to look through quotes. I have no time to do stuff. Just give me a good one. And then, you know, for them, a rating or a reviewed, a rated or reviewed or recommended service professional would be an easy way for them to convince their customers that these are indeed good ones.
Okay.
Right?
Well, for us, I mean, we see obviously potential for collaboration in the future. But I think where we slightly differ in terms of strategy is that we internalize a lot of this. When you're talking about verification process, which I mentioned earlier, it's something that we do ourselves because we see ourselves as sort of like guardians of the marketplace in a way. So you have like identity
the galaxy.
Okay. Identity verification, checking company numbers, making sure that the person who, you know, they say they are actually who they say they are, right? We have an interview process essentially for people who come on board. So it's not just, you know, someone who says, oh, look, here's a plumber, you can use him or you can recommend him across. We actually internalize that to make sure that the people who come on board are the right people, because at the end of the day it's a marketplace. We want to build a solid product, right? You don't want to just, as Jasmine correctly points out, you don't want to just throw out job requests and quotations. You want to make sure that people find value in it, in the right people at the end of the day. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, we've got guidelines and which sort of help our users understand how it is they can leverage and make the best out of Gautim. The profiles are there to essentially allow users to suss the, you know, suss them out, you know, find out what
you... Right. So 2015, what's happening, you know, GSD? No, but seriously, what's happening with your plans for Gautim?
Yeah, well, grow, you know, really, that's what it is. I think we've been seeing some really tremendous growth and we're really, really grateful for that. Put a lot of hard work in it. We're actually closing a round of, you know, we're looking at
funding.
Funding, yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to hope to close that quickly and from there just you know, become the platform, ultimately the standard when it comes to services. That's our aspiration for 2015.
Also got funding.
Well, to be honest, you know, when we look at it today, we already, you know, we've already connected 2,000 plus people, you know, with jobs valued at $5 to $10 million. So it is okay, but it is not good enough. I think what we need to focus is within Klang Valley, right, really, really serve our target market, which are busy people who are going through transitions in their life. That's why we focus on the big categories like photographers, interior designers, renovation contractors. Once we serve these categories really well to our target market, we'll then expand to other categories that they need in their life that gives them, you know, stress and uncertainty. That's what we want to be able to do to really help them. Once we have, you know, covered Klang Valley, we really want to focus on areas with dense populations.
The usual suspects.
Scales and density. And why is that important? Because we need enough service providers to attract customers. We need enough customers to attract service providers. There's some kind of, you know, network effect there. And our hope is that in 3 years' time, we want to be the biggest player in Southeast Asia.
All right. So, you know, best of luck to the both of you. We need more of you so that we got more choice. Jasmine Lua from Recommend and Cheong Fu Yu from Gautim. It's open for business. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.